unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.
Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Heavenly Father, we gather today to share, connect, and inspire. I pray that this episode brings value, encouragement, and wisdom to everyone listening. Please guide AZ to be authentic, clear, and impactful. May this podcast be a source of light, fostering positivity and growth in every listener. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Good morning, beautiful people. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lisa, for that, for sharing that scripture with us. Mackenzie, for such a wonderful prayer. And the music selection was My Group, Our Group, Jozaz. God is so good. I want to start by telling you all a story. See, a few years ago, a man was driving to what he believed would be the most important interview of his life. And he had prepared for weeks. You know, he was going to answer all their questions. He was going to dazzle them. He was going to prove to them that any other choice would be second to him. And he claimed this position. And this position was going to change everything, his career, his finances, his future. Now he woke up early. He got dressed. He left the house thinking, today is the day everything finally turns around. But about halfway there, his car broke down. Not a flat tire, not something simple. The engine just gave out on him. And he sat there on the side of the road and he realized, this is a bad situation. This is a bad thing. And he realized he was going to miss the opportunity he had been praying for, working for, a position he needed more than anything. He was frustrated. He was angry. He was confused. And see, he was confused mainly because none of this made sense. That meeting, he missed it. That opportunity, gone. Or so he thought. See, a few weeks later, he got a call from someone connected to that same company. And they had heard about him. They heard about his work and they wanted to meet. And this is where it all comes together for good, y'all. See, the job he originally went for, it was a dead-end position, high stress, low stability. The person they hired didn't even last 6 months. But the role that they were now offering him, better pay, better environment, long-term growth. And here's what stuck with him. If his car hadn't broken down, he would have gotten exactly what he asked for and missed what was actually better for him. Praise God. See, as I get older, it gets easier for me to understand this verse. When you're young, pain feels random. There is very little understanding for major setbacks. In fact, they feel unfair. But as you mature, not just in age, but in your faith, as you mature, you start connecting dots and you realize that some blessings are disguised as losses. Some prayers are answered in ways you didn't ask for. And you stop asking, why me? And you start asking, what is this producing in me? See, when God takes what hurts you and uses it to heal you, man, it's amazing. It's testimonial. See, Paul says we know. He doesn't say we think. He doesn't say we guess. We feel. He says we know all things, including the friend who stabbed you in the back, the spouse who left you, the health issue you're dealing with, even the mistakes you made. Now people say, or the famous, they say, right? Who is they? But they say these generations coming up are weaker. And my retort is this, it's not that they are weaker. The fact of the matter is that they have been shaped by an entirely different environment. So they see setbacks differently. We grew up in a time when childhood and physical labor went hand in hand. Finances were more challenging during our childhood, and opportunities were limited. But today's youth are pressured by constant comparisons on social media, mental health awareness, economic pressures to pay off student loans, pressures to obtain student loans or decide on a successful career. And today's youth are also struggling with identity pressures. Who am I? And how do I belong? So their struggle is more internal. So they're not weaker. They just have a deeper emotional awareness. And see, we were taught to just push through, hold in those feelings, and you'll eventually get over it. But I want to add this. We had a stronger tie to church and community, and it helped. Today, we're going to tie it all in together and use Romans 8:28 as a guide. So Reagan, my niece Reagan, is going to give us the background on the book of Romans and help us get through this.
The book of Romans emphasizes salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, the universality of sin, God's righteousness, and the transformative power of grace. A central theme of Romans is justification by faith. Paul explains that all people, both Jews and Gentiles, are sinners and cannot achieve righteousness through works alone. Salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ, not by adherence to the law, affirming the belief that God's grace is freely offered to those who trust Him. The book emphasizes God's righteousness, which is revealed through the gospel, and the unmerited favor of God extended to humanity. Through faith, believers are reconciled to God and enjoy a restored relationship independent of personal merit or law-keeping. Romans also addresses that transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Believers are called to live new lives of holiness guided by the Spirit rather than by fleshly desires. Paul contrasts life under the law with life in the Spirit, emphasizing more renewal, ethical living, and freedom from sin's dominance.
Thank you, Reagan. That's our future, y'all, right there. So with age, with maturity comes experience. And Paul was speaking from experience. This wasn't a theory. It was his truth. And if you know anything about Paul, you know he was lied on. He was beaten. He was in prison. So we see through his life and his letter that his confidence didn't have anything to do with his circumstance, but it had all to do with Paul knowing who God is. Do you know God? See, when you know God, all that noise is silence. When you know God, you expect nothing and you appreciate everything. When you know God, you understand that God has a plan. Last week, someone accidentally discharged your firearm and that bullet came through our window into Trey's room about 2 feet from the ground and was lodged in Solani's wall. Now, on a typical day, we all would have been at the house. But this day, no one was there. Amen. And when I got the news, I immediately thanked God. I thanked Him for nudging us to leave the house. I thanked Him for making it so no one was hurt. I thanked Him. I thanked Him. I thanked Him. See, God blesses us not just by making good things happen, but He also blesses us by protecting us from bad things. So when things don't happen, sometimes that's a good thing. And doors can close, but a larger one, a better one, can open. Your friend can betray you, but their betrayal can teach you discernment. You made a decision, had regrets, but the consequences humbled you, refocused your life, gave you testimony. The bullet that struck your house damaged the residence, but no one was harmed. But it enhanced your faith. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. The word is right here. The message is right here. And sometimes it seems like God is silent. But sometimes we don't hear him because he wants us to remember what he told us before our trial. What is God telling you? What is he saying about your purpose, your circumstance, and your circumstance that's coming? Is there a circumstance that will build your character or test your faith? I'm always reminded of Joseph when I talk about purpose and adversity, because Joseph's brothers betrayed him. He was taken to Egypt and became a servant. He was falsely accused of sexual assault, thrown into prison. But that's not the end of his story, because he could interpret Pharaoh's dream. He was let out of prison and became a second in command in Egypt. What his brothers meant for evil, God meant it for good. All things work together for good. I must remind you that we have to also be guarded from those who don't have that relationship with God. See, if we're not careful, they can make your bad situation worse. Instead of keeping you focused, pulling you up, they reinforce the notion that the sky is falling, and in their eyes, falling faster than it is from your angle. A true friend, a true brother or sister in Christ will remind you that all things come together for good for those who love God. And see, when you look at Joseph, his own brothers handing him to Egypt, it looks bad. Being falsely accused of a crime is horrible. Going to prison is terrible. But collectively, when you put it all together with the outcome, it's good. Paul didn't say one thing. He didn't say some things. He said all things. And we tend to look at things that are unpleasant, things that bring us down, and we ignore all the things. We ignore what can become of that tough situation. And we forget that the story, our story, your story, my story, is not over. Young people, especially young people, your story is not over. Who you are now doesn't have to be who you are in the future. What you're doing now or going through now is a hurdle. It's not what you're likely to go through in the future. God is telling you that all things work together for good. In Romans 8:28, Paul lets it be clear. Paul is doing, he is very, very thoughtful in this letter. Paul the apostle is being very intentional with what he's writing. He's not saying everything works out for everyone. He's referring to a specific group of people with a special relationship with God. See, I want what God wants, and that's for all of us to have that special relationship with him. What's your inner attitude toward God? What type of relationship do we have with God? God is asking for more. The Lord says, I know you believe I exist. You believe me, but do you believe in me? Do you have affection for me? Do you trust me? Are you committed to me? See, God has chosen you. He's inviting you into a relationship. The word called can sound mysterious, but when you really study it, when you learn that it's an invitation for transformation, I want to be transformed and become more like Jesus. See, God continuously connected with people in the Bible and throughout the world. God called Abraham into a covenant, then gave direction. We all are called to God. Now, we're not called to do the same thing. Some of us have assignments, but we all are called. From the beginning of our lives, we establish relationships, the child and parent relationship, the siblings relationship, the friend to friend relationship, coworker and colleague relationship, and then the big romantic relationship that most pray will blossom into a husband and wife relationship. But in all those relationships, we're trying to figure it out. We mess up. They mess up. He hurts them, they hurt her. And when we look at the relationships on earth, they're conditional. Parents feed and clothe their children. Kids share toys and have each other's backs. Siblings protect one another. Spouses have vows. But the thing that they all have in common is time. They invest time, they spend time developing a relationship. They spend time trying to build trust and commit time to that person because they care. Are we spending enough time with God to let God know we care? Come on, church. How can we have a relationship with God if we don't spend time with God? I'm sharing this with you because I want us to see what it feels like to have that relationship with God. See, we make time for what's important to us. Amen. And I'm not talking about church, Sunday school, or Bible study. I'm talking about your time. Your time alone, talking to God. And when you talk with God, when you pray, when you meditate, when you read the word, God will tell you you're not stuck. God will tell you this is not punishment. And when you hear it, you'll say, even when I don't see God working, I know he is. Even when I don't see God working, I know he is. Now let's talk about the most comforting part of the scripture. To them that are called according to his purpose. To them that are called. Paul is not talking about a simple invitation. Not the, I'm just putting it out there. If you want to, then come. No, Paul was talking about a call, that type of calling that awakens something in you. And Paul is making it clear, you don't just hear God, but when you're called according to his purpose, you're drawn to God. People can see it. You start seeing things differently. A transformation is taking place. You start aligning your life with God's purpose. See, when you hear purpose, you think jobs, degrees, promotions, titles. Purpose is about who you are becoming. Purpose is about who you are becoming. And until we understand that we're chasing something that can't be caught, until we figure this out, we're being dragon slayers, but there are no dragons to slay. See, until we realize God's purpose for us is to experience transformation, we will never, ever be satisfied. See, until we understand our purpose, we are responding to things that aren't so good. And until we know what God wants from us, we just know of God, but we don't know God. Until we figure this out, we work our butts off to conform to the world standards. But we have a purpose to be shaped in character, shaped in faith, and shaped in love. Paul is telling us that We won't escape pain. He's telling us that when we have the right kind of relationship with God, that we understand that our pain is not in vain. Keep in mind, everyone won't get it. See, when you're called according to his purpose, when you're called according to his purpose, you understand why, no matter what you're going through. And you're thanking God. They won't understand why you're changing and shaping more and more into someone who is truly walking with God. They won't understand why you aren't broken when things break the average person. Remember, you have a story, and when you look back, you'll see it was threads and meaning. God is calling a relational and deep relationship between you and him. So while others are seeking perfection, you'll have direction. And it's important to know that life happens and there are peaks and valleys. And if you stop and get off track whenever there's a hurdle, you'll never complete the course. But when you understand that the hurdles, the straight path, the boos, the cheers, they all work together for good. In this time, Paul was encouraging Christians in Rome who were facing persecution. See, they were being targeted. They were suffering through poverty, rejection, imprisonment, and in some cases, death. And Paul was telling those who love the Lord are called on according to his purpose, that God is working even when life doesn't make sense. Their struggle is not random. So, beautiful people, keep God in your heart. Know he's your anchor. I can't, we can't, none of us. The process is for us to understand that all things work together for good. But we don't have an intimate relationship, it's different. So today I tell you to seek, develop, ask, work hard to develop that personal, intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praying to God cause he's the only way. I'm always open to his word, Circle K. Trouble comes, I don't sweat, it's gonna be okay. Pressure comes from others, but you know I never sway. Yo, I ain't ever going back, I will never turn my back. Like I did my ex, fed ex, but the liver tracks. Where you at, it's about your fate. It's not too late, all these haters gonna hate. But they missed the pearly gate, test your fate. You know that I'm a cool guy, but at the same time, bold as Mordecai. They say happiness comes from getting high. Mr. Brown said it best, the devil is a lie. Dropping hits like Thriller, No Limit, Percy Miller. I'm redeemed by the Supreme, got my only healer.
He got me, just believe it ever see it. It's so good to know that he got me. Even in my wrongs, even when I'm weakest, when I'm strong, let me know that he got me. Gotta give him praise, cause he always make a way with no way to let me know that he got me.
Ezra 3:11 talks about God's goodness. Glad that I took it. God is good all the time, and that's what I'm rhyming. Cause when it comes to rhyming, it's all about
time and tittin' in the church, they wanna clap, no denying. Hear that gospel rap, but many churches still ain't crying. You never thought God could love a common man. Psalm 130, all dirty, no one stands. Dropping the mic, winning a fight, bringing the charge, holding the kite. God is coming back like a thief in the night. You can't even sight or understand what's right. Give me back the mic. Let me make it clear, you ain't hold it right. Serving tracks like I'm work tracks, tracks like I'm work. I'm serving tracks like I'm working Red Lobster. Biscuits full of cheese, I gotta sneeze. I chew, God bless these harmonies.
He got me, even in my wrongs. Even when I'm weak, it's when I'm strong. Let me know that he got me, gotta give him praise. Cause he always make a way with no way. To let me know that he got it.
Advance for the attention that you're giving me. I need you quiet like you're listening to the symphony. Still number one to the public, I got enemies. Footprints in the sand, meaning God has always carried me. In the drive-thru, ordering chicken salad. On the radio, a Tasha Cobb ballad. You know I had it on my playlist. So many crosses that you think my first name is Chris. This brother rocker like a fella full of gas. When you hear stand clear, they mean dash, full of succotash. Love you and ignore your past. When this world ends, Jesus' love is all that lasts. Slobber, cause I get so lyrical. Holla, cause God makes miracles. Speak in Spanish, telemundo, frequently. Am I giving my oar from my alabaster box? CC, whining when a Christian don't greet me. But my Sunday's a palmer, more than Kiki. Protected by the armor, you can't beat me. God put this together and you know he did it neatly. Giving God the glory cause he's deserving it. More power than star streaming services. All the blessings in my life, he is working it. All the blessings in my life, Jesus working it.
He got me, even in my wrongs. Even when I'm weak, it's when I'm strong. Let me know that he got me, gotta give him praise. Cause he always make a way with no way. To let me know that he got it. So believe it and receive it. Just believe and know that God's got it. He got me.
So Tap In is a events ticketing / artist promoting platform. But there's three features that come with Tap In, which is really awesome. One, we make it easy to discover events that are in your local area. Also, for artists who are, you know, event planners or organizers who want to sell tickets to their events, we make sure that you keep 100% of your ticket sales. Number two, we wanted to make sure that artists can build a community around themselves and their events. And then number three, a lot of times you'll hear an artist say, visit my website, visit my portfolio, take this QR code. Well, we wanted to make it easy and actually add those portfolios and websites into the app so that it's all in one place. Mm-hmm. So consider it like almost like a one-stop shop for artists and event organizers and planners. Mm-hmm. It is available to download and use. It is on both Apple Store and Google Play Store.
Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.